Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. A high-ranking UN official has called for an investigation into the deaths of two Palestinian young people fatally shot last week by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Assistant UN Secretary General for Political Affairs Oscar Fernandez Taranco called for an independent and transparent inquest into the circumstances surrounding the boys' deaths. And a senior Palestinian official has accused the Israelis of deliberately executing the two Palestinians. Hanan Ashrawi issued a statement saying that the two young people who were fatally shot outside Ofer prison were unarmed and posed no direct or immediate threat. CCTV footage shows Musab Nawara, aged 20, and Mohammed Ouda, aged 17, being shot by Israeli forces during Thursday's demonstration marking the 66th anniversary of the Nakba, or catastrophe, referring to the establishment of Israel.
Our research indicates that the two Palestinian youths who were killed were shot with live bullets, not with rubber bullets, as the army claims. And they were shot while posing no danger whatsoever to the members of the security forces in the area. In fact, one of them was shot in the back.
For more on this, let's go to Berkeley, California, and talk to Ralph Shorman, author of Hidden History of Zionism. Welcome, sir. And Mr. Shorman, just how likely will Israel allow an investigation into the killing of these Palestinians?
Unfortunately, the investigation will go nowhere because this is a continuing process. It's, I think, very important to make note of the fact that these two youngsters were demonstrating peacefully outside of Ofer prison on a particular occasion, namely the 66th anniversary of the Nakba, or the massacre of millions of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who were driven out of their country by force, their villages destroyed, their towns and property destroyed, almost 850,000 people driven out. That's what the Nakba commemorates. And these youngsters were commemorating the historic subjugation and the massacre of the people of Palestine peacefully. This was an act of terror on the part of the Israeli state designed to intimidate and cow and to deter the rising of the Palestinian people against the permanent injustice to which this population is subjected. Hanan Ashrawi is a moderate person and a very soft-spoken person, and what she says doesn't begin to express what the reality is on a daily basis. These two young men are but the continued process of lives being taken randomly and with impunity by the Israeli forces in an orgy of repression. And this particular event is designed to intimidate the population at large, which is on the verge of uprising, as everybody understands.
And very briefly, what impact would this have on the so-called peace talks?
Well, the peace talks, as we've often discussed, are not about peace, but about pacification. There are no peace talks. It's only a question here of the Israelis intensifying their occupation of land, seizing the resources of the region, forever expanding their intent and marginalizing the Palestinian population, reducing them essentially to a source of cheap labor. That's what this process is about. There is no peace process. It's only a method of intimidation and of pacification that goes on with the sanction of international bodies that give lip service to something else, but nothing else. And so I have to say that the peace process is really a means by which the people are being deferred from response, deferred from rising, deferred from fighting for their rights. They must rise, they must fight, and they must be supported. Nothing short of that will end this permanent occupation and subjugation of the Palestinian people.
Indeed. Ralph Shorman, author of Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.